Good morning to Jason Cairns.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
It is. It's a good thing.
Yeah. How's the week been?
It's been a long week. I was messaging Heather yesterday, and I had just said it. I feel like I'm in this perpetual state of exhaustion, and I don't know specifically what that's about, other than, you know, just kind of going to work and coming home, and, you know, we're back into the rhythm with school and events and all that sort of thing, too. So, yeah, we just keep showing up, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I kind of wondered. I didn't want to message you yesterday and say, are you okay? You sounded tired, but I thought maybe yesterday even.
Yeah, well, I didn't sleep well the night before. Last night I slept great, but the night before that I slept terribly. And then, of course, that clouds everything when you don't sleep well.
Yeah. Well, and that's what you were saying even last Saturday at breakfast. So was this week still more of the same in that regard?
Yeah, I think this week was a little better. But, you know, I think, again, the summer when I had off on Fridays was super nice. And, you know, now, again, we have one kid who's in a show at the Pablo, and that Tessa's doing stuff for the Nutcracker, doing auditions for that. And so we're just kind of chasing in every direction. And
All right. Well, we press on here this morning, and we've got I've had a rough week of eating frosted pumpkin bars every day. I mean...
That's both good and bad.
We don't have some of the staff members we used to have, Paul Anthony and Steve Flater, and so the pressure falls on me. I mean, my coworkers are looking to me like, Mark?
Are you going to step up to the plate?
Yeah, and so I have, day by day, the plate. Thank you for that. All right.
Wonderful.
We've got Love Letter 59, you know, with coffee, it's pretty good. Love Letter 59, Save Your Soul by Living Well is how Larry Crabb describes the book of James in his wonderful book, 66 Love Letters. And in the epilogue, it's the story everyone needs to hear. The Bible in 66 paragraphs. He sums up James this way, imagining the Lord giving it to us like this. And don't prattle on to others about my good news unless you're living the good news in the way you relate, by listening more than by making your point and by showing compassion to irritating people. You are on a mission that requires you to relate to others with their potential for happiness more in mind than your own. Complete your mission, and you will be rewarded. Jason?
Yeah, that idea of living with other-centeredness and compassion and understanding seems to be an important message for today's world. And I think for all of us to, you know, when there's so much division and divisiveness happening around, rather than pressing our own agenda to stop and listen and seek to understand those who we encounter.
In all these summaries of either the title for the love letter or reading the paragraph, I mean, it'd be interesting to go and count. It's relate, relate, relate. And again, you and I, one of the things I think that's one of the strongest bonds in our friendship is we both believe in a relational Trinitarian God, and it all starts there. And that's why this spiritual theology or relational theology, as Larry called it, that, again, it just doesn't get talked about, and yet it's vital, it's core.
Yeah, I think it's one of the core messages of what we learn about Jesus and the Trinitarian God, for sure.
Yeah. All right, we're finishing out with the gospel here, heading into the weekend in a big way. Mark 2, 6 through 12, I guess.
Yeah, it says, but some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, what is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or stand up, pick up your mat and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, we've never seen anything like this before.
And that is long enough that we're going to leave it there, maybe, because...
Okay. Sounds good.
Good morning. This is Vicky the Volunteer. My husband and I went to see the movie last night, from the Duck Dynasty, The Blind, and it was very good. We fully expected, you know, the first thing I said when it was done was like, I'm going to be buying several copies of this when it comes out on disc. So Yeah, we definitely want to see that again and again. It was very good. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. She's the first one. How about your take on it last night? All right, it's the Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday. Dad and Doss Friday. Caleb's away. Oh, Caleb, I was thinking about him, feeling for him and his family at that Packer game last night. It was a rough one. Let's just kind of leave that in the rearview mirror now. 2-2. They get a mini bye, and so they'll actually play a week from Monday. But special events for today, Dawson, this 29th, it is what, actually?
Yeah. Coming out of that game, there's some things to celebrate today. It's Broadway Musicals Day.
I have not been to Broadway before, but you've seen them. What did you see?
I saw Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
Also, it is, we covered this earlier, it's Ask a Stupid Question Day, but I thought no question is stupid.
No.
That's what you're always told, right?
Yeah, but if you feel like it is, you should ask it anyway today.
Yep.
Yeah. It's Goose Day.
Or whatever that means. It's Hug a Veterinarian. No, it's Hug a Vegetarian Day.
I can't wait for Hug a Veterinarian Day.
Yeah, right.
It's International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste.
Today is a day to attend your grandchild's birthday day.
It's Biscotti Day.
I'm still stuck on the last one. That's kind of odd. It is Coffee Day today.
I'm going to celebrate that one.
It is Mocha Day.
Yeah, it's VFW Day. What's VFW?
The VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, they've got various locations like the one on Star Avenue that just
went through some
development. That's where we vote, actually. World Heart Day.
It's a World Maritime Day.
And it is a day to save the koalas.
But if you're looking to celebrate this weekend, there's plenty of special events there as well.
Yeah, coming up tomorrow, we'll scroll ahead, it is Chewing Gum Day tomorrow.
It's Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day.
Tomorrow is Family Health and Fitness Day.
Lace Day.
It is also a day to save your photos.
International Podcast Day.
Tomorrow's Bakery Day.
Hot Mulled Cider Day.
And it's Love People Day. And
that's
finally,
a nice day.
Sunday is October 1st. Former President Jimmy Carter, he's been in hospice for a while, and he is going to turn 99 on Sunday.
Man.
Julie Andrews, 88, from Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah. Looks like Stephen Collins from Seventh Heaven is turning 76.
Yeah. And various others. Let's scroll ahead, though. The special events on Sunday. We're not going to cover all that October is.
Sure.
Maybe Caleb and I will do that on Monday. But Sunday is CD Player Day. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Change of Light Day, Country Inn, and Bed and Breakfast Day, Homemade Cookie Day.
Yeah. Sunday is International Coffee Day. Coffee Day today wasn't enough.
Andy, I celebrate that every day. International Music Day, International Raccoon Appreciation Day, International Day of Older Persons.
And Sunday is Pumpkin Spice Day. I thought people celebrate that all fall long.
Yeah, true. This is just the day that kicks it off. I think you're allowed to have pumpkin spice after October, what's that, 2nd?
Yeah, whatever.
October 1st.
I think the diehards have been starting already.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I mentioned that you and I at play practice last night, and you've been in a number of these Jim and Jane Jeffries productions
about Sam Shovel.
Yeah, Sam Shovel, correct. Yeah.
I play the character of Sergeant Sullivan, Halibut, sort of gruff police detective who begrudgingly works alongside Shovel to solve the case.
No, it's very fun, and it's kind of like an old-time radio drama.
Yeah, very much inspired Sam Spade, Sam Shovel, so inspired by the radio dramas of your, very large part of sort of that radio history that we try our best to live up to here. But it's really fun. The script's great. The cast is incredible.
It is.
Claire Jeffries actually wrote this one.
Claire Wilson, my bad. Right.
Just fantastic. Yet another great installment. If you haven't gotten a chance to come, both me and my wonderful father will be in the cast. You're going to be in there as the announcer.
And Evelyn as well.
Evelyn will be in there as well. It's a whole Halverson production.
Right. So it's kind of it's a mystery. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
There are commercials that are just as good or better than they've ever been.
So for those who
haven't been. Although one of them I take great umbrage with. I'm just going
to
leave it there.
For those who haven't been, these aren't your standard commercials where you're going to be advertised to. They were originally inspired to be like an of the time, like reference to the ads that would be played during those. And if you've ever listened to one of the like Sam Spade radio dramas, they're like woven into the thing, basically. They sort of hammer those in. So these are commercials they've written for the show that are more of bits to give you breaks between the mystery than actual advertisements.
We've got four pairs of tickets to give away. So, anyhow, the first four people who message 715-396-1670, the shows will be October 12th and 13th at 7 at Valley Brook Church, the old Hollywood Theater. It's been remodeled. And it's nicer than ever, downtown Eau Claire on Barstow Street. First four people to say, I will. All you got to do is promise that you'll come, okay? Promise that you'll be there. Dawson and I want to be shaking your hand afterward on either Thursday or Friday night. So first four to message me, get a pair of tickets for that. We know you lead busy lives. Mm-hmm. And so we try to aggregate the news for you Fridays around this time and break it down into some headlines. We've done it yet again. Thanks to Caleb for compiling. Here we go. Dad and Dawson, the WIB Wake Up Show. A study about coffee on this coffee day says that 4 cups a day, that's quite a bit, lowers your risk of death.
And that's due to all the exercise you get walking back and forth from the bathroom.
That is for sure.
To help out during the holidays, Target will hire 100,000 seasonal employees.
Does it really take 100,000 people to tell the toy I want is out of stock?
It depends on the toy.
The latest research suggests that regular bedtime is a primary key to good health.
I know regular bedtime for kids is the primary key to their parents' good health.
That's for sure.
Researchers say being messy and daydreaming are good for you.
I guess I've been a health nut this whole time and didn't even know it.
I guess so.
President Biden's dog commander, did you hear this?
Yeah,
bit
I did.
Another U.S. Secret Service agent, that is the 11th known biting incident involving the 2-year-old German Shepherd.
In related news, the White House announced today the first dog has been renamed Jaws.
Appropriately so.
We've all heard of 6 degrees of separation, but Facebook said that its research showed that on Facebook, people are separated by only 3.5 degrees of separation.
I have absolutely no desire to be that close to most people.
Me either.
And finally, this Friday morning, research shows the average woman spends 2 years of her life gazing in the mirror.
While men spend 2 years of their lives looking for their favorite football jersey.
There you go. Now you're all caught up. Those are your headlines.
That's a fun one. I enjoy coming in on Fridays, getting to do those with you guys.
All the rage. We know that. Yeah, sorry, Taylor. we know that her concerts were packing out venues all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then this past Sunday, in an absolute blowout football game, Kansas City dominating the Bears, she was, you know, in one of the suites with Travis Kelce, the talented tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champs. And then it's been rumored, are they in a relationship or not? Nobody seems to know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then his jersey sales go up an incredible 400% tied to this. The ratings for the game, again, a blowout game, were off the charts.
Huh.
And now a lot of talk that she's going to be at the New York Jets game this Sunday. The Chiefs come into the Big Apple.
Yeah. So a little bit off the air, but sort of bringing you onto the air now. You asked me if I had a clue as to what, where this sort of popularity came from, Taylor
Swift.
Because
there's some talk that she's more popular than the Beatles. I mean, in terms of just her sales and everything else. And just to top it off, here we go this morning. Heinz announces a new product inspired by guess who?
I mean, I assume it's Taylor Swift.
Yes.
What's the product? Do we know?
It says that after being spotted at the Chiefs game enjoying chicken strips with ketchup and what appeared to be ranch dressing, the internet went wild. The moment went so viral that it's caused a significant impact on the food industry, and Heinz has decided to jump on the bandwagon. They recently announced they'll be selling a limited number of ketchup and seemingly ranch bottles in honor of Taylor Swift.
Hmm.
They said on Instagram, it's a new era for Heinz, introducing ketchup and seemingly ranch. Limited edition bottles coming soon. So what is it that makes Taylor Swift so incredibly popular?
All right. So from what I gather, and I'm no expert here, you know, they say a new era for Heinz. She's on her Eras tour right now.
Okay.
And she's gone through a number. She sort of reinvented herself a number of times throughout her career. And this is her taking all of those sort of sections of her career and performing songs from all across her career as sort of like a victory lap here. So this tour in particular is very much a triumphant moment for people who have been fans of her for a very long time. But as for that, like, source of popularity, I think there's some sources that say she's, like, one of, at least of the pop stars we have right now, one of the longest, like, running. Like, her fame has sort of carried over as opposed to falling off. She's just sort of always stayed in the zeitgeist. She's really prolific. Just in the last 4 years, she put out 4 original and 2 re-records of her albums, I believe. And, you know, some have sort of said, you know, her vocals are nothing too special. I don't think I'm one to judge in that regard. But her storytelling in her songs is something I've heard a lot of her fans sort of emphasize as really powerful. The ability to tell a story that is relatable and easy to understand and sympathize with. And, you know, I think that's something really appealing.
And she's had her share of heartbreak and relationship,
you know,
right?
Talking about this thing with the football. A lot of sort of publicized relationships that she's gone on to maybe write songs about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what story is easier to relate to than a heartbreak, you know?
So it's the humanness, I guess.
I think so,
Part of the connection and the relatability. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
The expectation, Taylor going to be at the Chiefs game in the Big Apple this Sunday.
Well, we're heading back to more of our wheelhouse here. Contemporary Christian music world, I think we both understand a little bit better.
The best of the week just ahead, but we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier in the hour, Dawson, and what makes her the most popular. So Cliff chiming in from Spooner on the listener line at 396-1670. He says he saw Taylor about 15 years ago, he's thinking, at Country Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembers her as the 5 p.m. opener. He says, I didn't hear any of her songs as a dozen-plus teenage girls directly behind us screamed every lyric. Now, he says, I mean, again, with all due respect, he says, no idea the fascination with her now either. But again, she is the definition of popular. And we didn't mention, like, her movie is coming out in a couple weeks.
On that note, actually, and tying in Cliff's story there, there was a little bit of contention about the film. So it's, you know, a lie. It's like a taped version of one of her era's tour live shows. Yeah. And fans were saying they were going to go to the theater and, you know, sing the songs really loudly. And so there was sort of contention from people who work at theaters and stuff and being like, you know, if you're loud enough, people in other theaters are going to hear you. And like other people who are coming and not wanting to hear you sing the songs, just wanting to see the show. So, that was something, but apparently, you know, Taylor was promoting it and saying, you know, you can feel free to sing along. And just the notable passion from this fan base and seeing how it affects the world at large.
Yeah. All right. Hey, the best of the week in 4+ minutes. We boil 5 days down to this. Are you ready for the best job interview response ever, Caleb?
Sure.
Yeah. When you're asked, how would you describe yourself, say, verbally, but I've also prepared a dance.
From 46 yards out, Rupi's kick is no good. Wide to the right.
That was Kenny Albert on Fox yesterday as the Green Bay Packers take advantage of a missed field goal at the end to complete a stunning fourth quarter comeback to win their home opener.
What do we got going on in here, Kevin?
Well, we've got a guest in studio, Emerson from Rice Lake, I do believe, my hometown. And Emerson kind of getting the lay of the land. Kristen is taking Emerson and his mom around and looking around the studio, seeing how things work. And he told me, Halvo, when I showed him kind of the radar map and the weather, he's like, Yeah, I know that. Evidently, he can hand draw, like freehand, all the counties in Wisconsin just from memory. And he was tracing on the map, like, their route down here as well, too. So, yes, we have a very gifted young man in the studio
Gifted and talented.
Might be a meteorologist for WIB one day.
Fantastic.
So, Saturday was the first day of fall officially, but my younger daughter, Nora, came out when I got back from a walk, and she said, what season is it? And I said, it's fall, honey. And she said, is it going to snow soon? And I said, baby, I really hope not.
She's bracing.
Yes.
What else do we got for birthdays today on the national scene? Sean Cassidy. Oh, boy, this is what makes me feel old, because he's 65 today. And, you know, life is just, it's a vapor, right? It's a mist, it's a vapor, James tells us, because Sean Cassidy, I remember my sisters having a crush on him when he was one of the Hardy Boys with Parker Stevenson back in the day, and now he's 65. It happens, folks. It happens.
The one-run loss by the Chicago Cubs to the Atlanta Braves gave the Milwaukee Brewers the division title.
A friend who's a WIP listener, Terry, posted this on Facebook this morning, says, was on her way home from Eau Claire last night, hit a piece of concrete in the road, instant flat tire. She called AAA. A repair guy came within 20 minutes. He said that was his fifth fix of the day, but he had a more interesting job earlier, Caleb. Seems a farmer yesterday had a chicken get into his car, and as it flopped around, the chicken locked the car.
Oh, wow.
And before they got the door open, the chicken laid an egg in the back seat.
No kidding. Truth stranger than fiction, that is for sure. Alvo broke the news to me yesterday, a massive trade in the NBA that affects our Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, that's right. It's a three-team trade, and it pains us to lose Drew Holiday. He helped us win a title a couple of years ago. Two-time winner of the Teammate of the Year. I mean, he's just a great guy. In fact, I even read 13 different organizations in the Milwaukee area that he was involved with. Are you kidding me? But they get Dame Lillard. He's an NBA all-time top 75 player. Congratulations to the winner of our best beard contest on the WIB Radio Facebook page, Andrew Hazard. He wins two tickets, dinner for two from Culver's, and two delicious cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's Cheesecakes. So a lot of votes in that, right, Caleb?
Yeah, we had over 1,100 votes in 24 hours, and Andrew ended up winning by two votes when voting closed. So thank you so much for the participation. Got to meet Andrew, and his beard is indeed prodigious in person, and very nice man. And he was like, man, I haven't been here to the studios for quite a while. He said the last time I was here, I was like 10 or 11 years old. So great to see him again. And I said, I don't think you had that big of a beard when you were 11. He said, no, I did not. So every 10 years, every decade, the monks in the monastery are allowed to break their vow of silence to speak two words. 10 years go by and it's one monk's first chance. He thinks for a second before saying, food bad. 10 years later, he says, bed hard. It's the big day. A decade later, he gives the head monk a long stare and says, I quit. I'm not surprised, the head monk says. You've been complaining ever since you got here.
That's a great one. And we're back with Make Us Laugh Monday this coming Monday. So get your jokes over the weekend and make sure to share them on the listener line here, 396-1670.